हेलो।
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes, please. I'm calling about a charge on my account and I'm kind of not placing it. What this charge is about? Daily wellness, something.
Yes, sir, I can get to that here in just a moment for you, sir.
Okay,
Please,
thank you very much.
please verify the email.
It's Killan52, KHILLAN52@gmail.com.
Thank you for that, sir. Please verify the street address.
16012 Mills Orchard Drive, Gaithersburg, Maryland. 20878.
Thank you for that, sir. And the
Thank you.
last four digits of the car number is 4945, January of 2023.
Yes.
Okay, sir. And this would be for the contest entry for the Dyson vacuum sweepstakes with the Bites Hub meal plan.
No, I did not authorize anything. That
And
is wrong.
this would have been done through either an email, either through Amazon or through Costco, just to give an example, or a social media ad, or through text message
I
once
think
customers.
it was, I think, something from Home Depot, but I never authorized.
And when the customer submits for the entry fee, which is anywhere between $1, $6.95, that would also automatically enroll them into the meal plan as stated in the terms of services.
So how should we resolve this one? Because I never authorized this thing. I did not complete even that survey. This guy just cut it off. I realized it was a fake thing.
Well, we could file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims to fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you're assured that no one in your household, including yourself, place the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
So what's that? I mean, I can start with my card also, credit card people.
What do you mean, sir?
Okay. So now, who is going to what you are going to you are going to start the claim dispute or what?
Well, sir, what we do here is we send the customer's account over to their local police department, and then they hand it over to computer forensics. They ping the IP address that's on the account and see where it leads to. We take fraud very serious here, and we do prosecute.
Okay. So what is my next step
Just to wait for the refund to go back through.
so I should not contact my credit card people.
And that would forfeit the refund that we give you.
Pardon?
That would forfeit the refund though that we would give you.
Okay, so how soon this will be resolved? Any idea?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right.
And I
I'll
have the
wait.
confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
That just one second. Okay.
It's C as in Charlie,
All right.
9207088118.
9207
08818.
818. So this is my claim number.
It's the cancellation and the refund number, sir.
Okay. Refund. All right. So if I don't hear in 3 to 5 days, so I call back the same number, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling customer support and have a good rest of your day, sir.
You too. You too. Thank you.